Honorable Mr. Johnson is going to serve as the lead for your hearing, sir.
I can't hear you, sir. Again, sir?
I said, just hold on to the telephone. The Honorable Mr. Johnson will serve as the lead for your hearing. So just hold on, sir.
Yes, sir.
Good morning, sir. Could you please state your name and your ADC number for us for the record?
Damon Lee, ADC number 258316.
Okay, so you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I'm going to introduce to you that the board members conducting your hearing this morning. We have the Honorable David Neal, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chair. Sir, my name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be acting as your panel lead today. Also with us today, sir, representing the Department of Correction as well as the Parole Office, is Mr. Turner, sir.
Thank you.
Mr. Lee, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form that advises you that you're going to have this hearing today. Do you recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes, sir.
On that form, sir, it notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
Can you repeat that for me, please? I'm sorry, sir.
No problem. No problem at all.
Can you turn the phone up a little bit for me, please, sir?
Yes.
Okay. So prior to your hearing today, sir, you signed and received a form notifying you of this hearing today. You recall receiving and signing that form?
Yes, sir.
Okay. On that form, it notified you that you had the right to appear and speak on your own behalf, or you could hire a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, or are you representing yourself today?
I'm representing myself.
Okay. Sir, at this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Turner in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Okay, so your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, the board will make a determination whether the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, the board will make a decision as to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. Sir, we're going to start out at phase one. You have four allegations listed on your warrant, Mr. Lee. I'm going to read each of those allegations to you. When I read the allegation to you, sir, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right. The first allegation states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7, as demonstrated by your use of THC on or about August 2nd, 2013, per the task lab report dated August 5th, 2013. Sir, is that true or false?
That is true, sir.
Okay, thank you. So your next allegation states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7, as demonstrated by your failure to provide a urine specimen for testing on or about September 13, 2013, per the test individual testing compliance summary for the period July 12, 2013 through October 22, 2013, dated October 22, 2013. Sir, is that true or false?
That is true, sir.
All right. The next allegation states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7, as demonstrated by your failure to provide a urine specimen for testing on or about October 10, 2013, per the task individual testing compliance summary for the period of July 12, 2013 through October 22, 2013, dated October 22, 2013. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true, sir.
Okay. And then the final allegation states that you are in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer on or about October 18, 2013, as verbally written directed on October 18, 2013. The offender is actively avoiding supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true, sir.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Lee. Okay, well, based on the admission of Mr. Lee, I move to find that he was delinquent as he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapses or about to lapse into criminal ways or conduct.
Second.
Also by myself. Second by Dr. Riley. Agree, Mr. Neal?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Mr. Lee, we've got to go into phase phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to first start our phase two with getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Turner. Then I'm going to go with some information with you, sir. Then I'll get back with you to see if there's any additional information that you'd like to tell the board, okay? Mr. Turner?
Yes, Lee was released from ADC custody on 7-12-2013. And arrested on 6-23-2018 by Las Vegas PD in Nevada. New charges of felony charges of drug possession, misdemeanor charges of false reporting, and several traffic violations. He was returned to ADC custody on 7-31-2018 with an adjusted CSCD of 3-7-2019 with 1,709 absconded days.
Hold on, 3-7-2019?
Yes, 3-7-2019.
And 1,709
abscond days.
Okay.
Current conviction, 2007, theft, 1 year. 2009, commitment B, count 12, fraudulent schemes of artifacts, 4 years. 2009, commitment B, count 88, forgery, 2 years. He has no prior convictions. This is his first term in ADC. With a CUIR score of 2-2, mental health score of 1, substance abuse score of 1. No ICG information is noted, no prior terms of supervision. Disciplinary is minimal and promoting contraband noted. Other arrests, 2008 marijuana violation, Arizona misdemeanor conviction probation. Has a GV score of G1 V2. I do not have the status of charges.
Okay, Mr. Lee, I see that you were released on July 12th of 2013. At the time that you were released, you were approved to reside at 4614 West Sunnyside Avenue in Glendale. Whose residence was that, sir?
That address was my best friend's address.
Okay. So, What happened? Did you just leave? Did you ever stay there or what?
Yes, I stayed there. I stayed there for several years.
Uh-huh.
And I stayed there for several years. I don't recall receiving a letter from my probation officer. I read that in my report, and I don't recall receiving a letter from him.
Mm-hmm.
But I do know that I still should have reported regardless receiving a letter or not. I've written something on my behalf. If you guys don't mind, may I read that?
This is the time to read it, sir.
All right. Upon my release, I was faced with life in any way. I was no longer a child, but an adult with a criminal record. I first joined and attended a medical assistant college. It didn't take long for me to find out that that was not the career for me. I then stumbled upon the electrical field, first as a labor worker for a small company. I almost instantly fell in love with it. I was eager to learn as much as I could to advance as rapidly as possible. And upon doing so, I joined the IBEW Local 640 Apprenticeship Program. The greatest decision I've made yet. I've completed several years in the program, which has afforded me a great knowledge of my field as well as a great career. I'm currently a proud man and a good electrician as well as a good person. I'm nothing like I was when I was released 5 years ago. I know who I am, where I'm going, what it takes for me to be successful. Yes, I have made some failures and some mistakes along the way, but those are the very things that show me how strong and great I can actually be. With my mistakes, I'm not asking to be reinstated. I'm asking to be placed into the Maricopa Reentry Center program. In which to prove to you guys as well as myself that I can complete this and get this behind me and move on with my life.
Okay, was that the end of it, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Let me ask you a couple of questions before I go into some of the information you just read. When did you go to Las Vegas?
I went to Las Vegas November of last year.
Okay. Well, what were you doing when you were, how did you come in contact with the Las Vegas PD to get arrested?
I went to pick up my friend from his girlfriend's house because he had to go to work, and that's where I was pulled over.
Okay. Why didn't you contact your parole officer? So I know you said you were staying with your friend, and it seems as though you were working and trying to do good. Why didn't you contact your PO?
To be honest, I was afraid. I was afraid to be locked up again. I was just trying my hardest to live life. This is always after being in here. This is my biggest fear, is wasting my life in this situation.
So you were in Uganda for 1,709 days. What were you doing during that period of time? Were you, I know that prior to that, sir, you had a positive for marijuana. So were you doing marijuana still during that period of time? And what were you doing, sir?
I was working. I was working with several different companies under me working with the me being a union worker here for 640, and that was primarily my thing. I was working and trying to have a family.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm gonna see if the board has any additional questions for you. Same additional questions coming from the board. Mr. Lee, is there anything else you'd like to say to the board prior to, as we come up on the conclusion of the hearing, sir?
I would just like to say thank you for hearing me out.
All right, thank you, sir. Mr. Board, we're going to go into discussion. During the time that we're in discussion, Mr. Lee, we will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate your community supervision. I need you to stay on the line so you can hear the discussion taking place. I need you to remain silent while the discussion is taking place, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, sir. Board is now into discussion. Mr. Lee, you know, it sounds as though he really is trying to get his life together and do good and do some things. He said when he got out, he went to medical assistance college and found out that that wasn't really for him. And then he went to electrical school and got into the electrical field and said that he really liked being in that. Then he joined the IBOW, the union, the 640 union for support. He went into an apprenticeship program right there. He's currently a good electrician, as he says it. He says that he would like to go into the Maricopa Reentry program if he was actually released. He was arrested in Las Vegas PD, and he was arrested on some other charges that was there. We don't know exactly what's going to come of those charges. I think it was trafficking, a traffic arrest, a false reporting, drug paraphernalia, I believe it was, that he was there in Vegas. I do think that Mr. Lee may be trying to get his life together, but he was an absconder for all of those days, so there are 1,709 days that he was absconding. That is just something we cannot overlook for that period of time. I do think that he will do well once he completes his probation, but he will be released from probation on March 7th of 2019, during which time he won't be on any parole or community supervision, and he'll be able to hopefully continue his career in the electrical field and continue to get his life together and not have any more negative contacts with law enforcement or have to come back before this board again. That's my reasoning at this time. I'm willing to listen to the rest of colleagues.
Great.
Okay. Therefore, I am going to make a motion to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Lee, find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of the supervision, had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company, as he was an absconder for 1,709 days, and we have no idea what he was doing during that period of time also. That would be my motion.
Second.
Motion by myself. Second.
Second.
Dr. Ryan. Agreed, Mr. Neal. All right, Mr. Lee?
Yes.
Okay, so the board has voted to revoke the community supervision. We can hear the discussion that was taking place. He will be released on March 7th of 2019, during which time he won't be on any parole or community supervision at that time. He'll be free to move about, sir, and hopefully not have any more negative contacts with law enforcement. And so we want to wish you the best of luck. I hope you can continue your career in the field of as an electrician, as you're saying that you're doing very good in that field, and continue to work and get your life together and work with your family, sir. Thank you, Mr. Lee, for taking the time and opportunity to appear before this board. That's going to conclude your hearing at this time, sir. Could you put the CO3 back on the line?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, that's the only one you have for us today?
That's the only one, yeah.
Okay, well, thank you so very much.